whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast. Thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to get your pen and paper ready as we start the study, The Love Lifestyle, with Pastor James.
But God said not. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will. Put the ear back on it. This is not why I'm here. Somebody said that don't make sense. That's why we celebrate communion. In reality, it doesn't make sense. Can I help you with this? Love will not, I'm talking about real love, will not make sense. Ooh, boy. You try to make sense out of love, you'll limit it for real. Stop, Jane. Go on. Just go on. You don't get stuck there, boy. Okay, so the other thing here now is the spirit. What time is it? The spirit man. Okay, so let's look at this. Communion. Communion changing of intimate thoughts and feelings. It is the part of your spirit that actually has a relationship with God. You and God got it going on in the communion. It's how God and you relate intimately with each other. It's why some folk really, really love God intimately. I mean, really love God. And it starts to show up in what they do and how they act, because it supersizes your awareness of him. Ooh. You can't just operate as usual. Not in the communion. You can't just operate like you normally. God, I got to get this right. It bothers you. It bothers you when things aren't right. Sometimes it ain't your fault, but it bothers you. Is this making sense? Communion. It's intimacy. It's the closeness. A lot of people are saved, but they have a distance between them and God. It's a distance. They don't have a sense of closeness to God. God said, draw close to me. Draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. My. And what they don't understand, it's hard for them to believe that you actually have that kind of relationship with the Lord, because they don't, and they haven't experienced it. And they hear people talk about it, but they have never experienced it. So it's hard for them to understand the kind of relationship that's intimately close, where you can be vulnerable. Ooh, can I help you with this? you can become vulnerable to God. And God will become vulnerable to you. I just hope you, it's a place in your communion where you give up all of it. You just take everything off. God, this is me. And God don't embarrass you. And God don't talk about you. And he don't shame you. He just loves you for you. He just loves you. And you become aware that God loves you. I mean, you can say the words all day long, but you need to be in a communion with him to really understand God loves me. Me and my toe up from the flow up self. God doesn't even take me there. He just hugs me. He just holds me and rocks me. Ooh, my. You'll find as you get into the intimate communion with God, you'll find yourself holding God and just rocking him. Just rocking him. You gotta understand the Spirit. That's why God dwells with you in the Spirit. That's when he speaks intimate things to you. He'll tell you where he's vulnerable in communion. He'll talk to you about the things that bother him in communion. Guess the desire. He'll tell you what he really desires in communion. Oh my goodness. And it becomes such a joy to be in love with God. And knowing that he loves you more than you love him. Your heart can't contain the love you have for God. But you recognize he actually loves you more. Oh my. Ooh, goodness. I'm about ready to shout right there. Just on that. God loves you more. Let's go a little bit further. Spirit brings you God consciousness. So you've got to understand it. In the Spirit, there's consciousness, awareness. Making sense? Amen. There's intuition. The intuition is where God speaks to you. He speaks to you through your intuition. You just know, you just heard him say, you didn't hear an audible voice. Just in your spirit, you know he spoke to you. You will know the voice of God. You'll know it. You'll know he spoke to you. In your spirit, you'll know it. Your soul will try to make that, well, make sense of that. Give me facts. Give me facts. Give me evidence. How you gonna give evidence of the fact that the Spirit spoke to another spirit? You can't. You just know it. Is that making sense? You just know it. You just know it. Okay, so then let's go a little bit further here. The human spirit can be built up just like the human body can. Here is what the enemy doesn't want you to do. The enemy does not want you to build up your spirit. You got to know this. The devil does not want you to build up your spirit. A whole bunch of saints been saved years, but got a baby spirit. See, salvation is Jesus' work. You go into heaven based on what Jesus did, not you. But to work down here for God and to make him happy in your relationship with him, you got to build you up. Is that making sense? So the beginning of building you up is to build up your spirit, because you can never do God's will with a baby spirit and a grown up soul and a grown up body. Make sense? The body's going to overrule you. The soul is going to overrule you. And you're not going to have strength enough to stand up to your own soul or your own body, even though you know what it's trying to get you to do is wrong. Ooh. So you got to build up your spirit. To love God back, you got to build up your spirit. Ooh, boy. So let's look a little bit at it. The Word of God will build up your spirit, consciousness, as you meditate on it. The Word of God will build up your spirit consciousness as you meditate on the Word. Can I help you with this? Reading God's Word is not enough. It's not enough. You got to understand. You can read it and memorize it. That's not enough. You got to meditate in God's Word. It's the only way your spirit will. You'll have head knowledge of the book, but no revelation knowledge of God. Making sense? So you have to. It's why very few people do Bible study. I hope I'm helping you with this. Because as long as you don't do Bible study, your spirit will never build up. It will never build. Saved, yes. Going to heaven, yes. But weak, yes. Now, no control over your flesh and no control over your soul. I'm feeling sad and it changes my day. You need to be in Bible study. Because what you need is to build up your spirit. Is this making sense? It doesn't mean you're not going to feel sad. Because you will. But sadness won't change what you do. Ooh, I hope I'm helping. How many of you know, in a love relationship, you don't always feel like doing what the other person wants you to do? What if you operate by how you feel all the time? Because without a built-up spirit, that's how you'll deal with God. I'll just operate by how I feel.
It didn't get quiet up in here.
Is that making sense, y'all? So how much does God enjoy His relationship with you? You got to make it personal. If your spirit is still a baby, if you function on feeling and not faith, and if you function on feeling and not God's word, how much joy do you bring God?
I better go somewhere else here.
So Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is nothing more than reasonable. Reasonable. People that are intimately close to God go over that. That's just the start line for them. That's just a place to start. And you go further because of your love relationship. Oh, I hope I'm helping. That's why you got to have a relationship, a love relationship with God, because you step beyond that. Make sense? So let's go a little bit further here. So now, to strengthen your spirit, you must act on the word. Now, let's go back up to the one before that. The word of God will build up your spirit consciousness. In other words, the more you meditate in God's word, it will build up your consciousness. your awareness of God. Y'all see it? It builds up your awareness of his presence. It builds up your awareness of his concern for you. It builds up your awareness of how much he cares for you. But unless you act on the word, you will not have strength. You'll have awareness, but no strength. It is only acting on God's word that your spirit builds its strength. Look at somebody say barbells.
Barbells.
Yeah. Bench presses. Life. Bench presses. Working it out. Working it out. Working out. Process. Anybody did any weight training? You got dumbbells, you standing there with this dumbbell, just building the muscle. Just build. And you got to do about five or six of them before it starts to work. All of the four or five just gets it ready to work. It's not till the burn starts that it actually begins to work. Oh my. I did eight to get to the place where it started to burn. And I do three with the burn. So only three really worked. Oh, I hope y'all catching it. Here's what people do. They do eight and drop it. Whew. Woo, I did mine today. I went to the gym and I worked out. The eight just gets you ready. Because you got to get weak enough to build. Ooh, I don't know if y'all caught that. You got to get weak enough to build. The burn means I'm giving out. That's what the burn is telling you. I'm giving out. And so when you pull three, what you just did was develop the muscle. Only three developed it. The eight just got it ready. Making sense? It's the way the spirit works. I start out walking in the spirit, and it's not until I meet resistance. It's the resistance to God's will that really develops my spirit. Can I push through the resistance? That's what builds my spirit. And it makes me stronger because I got to deal with my own self. I got to deal with my mind that's saying, this is hard. I want to do something else. This is scary. God, no, God understands. Hope I'm helping you.
Amen.
The important thing here is that you got to get your spirit stronger than your reason. You got to get it beyond your reason. Why? I'm about to quit here. Let's go to, yeah. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. Let's just jump over there. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. You got to get your spirit stronger than your soul. You got to get it stronger than your body. Because without that, you really can't love. Can't love nobody, not really, if your spirit is not stronger than your soul. Because your soul has emotions in it. And the minute they do something to hurt your feelings or get you mad, you stop loving. Well, love don't stop because you're upset. Not God's love, which is actually the only love. Oh, I hope I'm helping you. What does it say there, preacher?
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him.
Okay, check it out. One, two, three, four. I'm still natural. Five. Why am I natural? Because I can do it. Six, seven, eight. Now, the nine is starting to get painful. That means I got to overrule the pain. And do it anyway. Y'all see it? Okay, that's what the natural man is. The natural man is saying, quit. Stop. This is painful. Quit. Stop. You can pick it up another day. That's what the natural man is saying. Don't go there. Don't. What if this happens? What if the natural man is saying, but what if this happens? Well, what about that? Because it's getting painful. Is this making sense? But you got to develop your spirit to go beyond the pain. 10. 11. What am I doing? I'm saying, God, I love you beyond the pain. I love you beyond the resistance. It's what Jesus did when he died for you. He went beyond the pain. What if he would have stopped when it started hurting? Make sense? He went. See, that's why love will not line up with the soul. The soul is saying, stop. This hurts. The spirit is saying, no, let's do 5 more. And your soul is saying, that doesn't make sense. Y'all with me? Finish it there, preacher.
For they are foolishness unto him.
Start it again. I'm sorry. Just start it. The natural man.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
So your calling is foolishness to you in the natural man. It's foolish to think God has called you in the natural man. Is this making sense? Even while you acknowledging and accepting your calling, you think, I wonder, is this real? Am I really called? Did God really call me? Because your natural man is striving, we're going to talk about the soul, is striving and struggling to make what you're doing make sense. And it's beyond sense. It's above sense. Does that make? So the natural man does not understand the things of God. That's why God didn't even speak to the natural man. Because it doesn't understand the things of God. Because the natural man is limited by temporal. It's limited to temporal. Only thing it tries to do is protect itself now. It doesn't want to hurt. It doesn't want to die. It doesn't want to be embarrassed. It doesn't want to become vulnerable. It doesn't want to do none of that. It only wants to feel good now. But the spirit goes beyond now, because the spirit is eternal. So to love is a spirit concept. It's not a natural concept. It's a spirit concept. And love is eternal. And because it's a spiritual concept, the natural, it seems foolish to the natural man. Why would he die when he didn't have to? That's silly. That doesn't make sense. Why would he? He could have called one angel to take care of that whole situation. Not 10,000. It was 10,000 at his disposal. He could call one to take care and handle that situation if he wanted to. And he didn't want to hurt, because he said, can this cup pass? In other words, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to feel this. Can this pass? Nevertheless, the nevertheless means I'm aware that there's more than what I desire. Not my will. As a Christian, as you grow your spirit, you're going to find yourself saying that all the time. Not my will. And as your communion with God becomes more intimate, you say it more readily. Not my will. Why? Because you love God. You'll know if you love God because you'll be able to say, not my will. If you don't love God, you ain't going there. People that don't love God want God to do their will. They're not interested in God's will. They want God to do their will. That's called indifferent to God. What can you give me? What can you do for me? Can you supply my needs? You said you would, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I ain't concerned about what you want. All I'm concerned about is what I want. And there's some Christians that are like that. Going to heaven, so glad, because of the work of Jesus. But they have no real depth in relationship with the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart. Oh my, oh my. I think we just stop right there. Just think about it, church. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your spirit. Become aware. Understand he speaks to your intuition. Understand this place in your spirit of communion where he tells you intimate stuff and you tell him intimate stuff. It's in the communion. I'm just summarizing now. Review. In the communion part of your spirit where he hugs you and rocks you and you hold him and rock him. Relationship. That's what this is about. Love the Lord, your God, with all. Oh, my God, leave that, Lord. I feel like running up in here. All of your heart. We can pick it up next time and go a little bit further. God bless you. God bless you. We'll stop there. Here's the word that you have given to them today. God, help us to digest the meat of it. Let it get past our natural mind, past our reason, into our spirit so that we can grow in our spirit. That we might be able to say, not my will, but your will be done. It's in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you in advance for it. Thank you now. Get somebody to say, I love the Lord. And you too.
Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart and just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.